2793 Helen M. McAllister, west of Route 5, a quarter mile south of Route 1, a special use exception for determination of existence for auto repair facility.
State your full name and address.
Donna M. Johnson, 12237 Union Street, Extended Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct and best of your knowledge?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
As you heard, my name is Donna Johnson. Some of you have met me in the capacity as a Realtor, but that is not my purpose for being here tonight. I'm here representing Mrs. Helen McAllister as a friend and neighbor. Mrs. McAllister and her husband, Mac, owned and operated M&amp;H Welding since 1963. She has reached the point in her life now that she has decided that she's going to retire and wants to seek guidance from you and determination as to whether or not this property is in compliance so that she can transfer ownership. Mrs. McAllister and her husband, as I said, in 1963, built on the 2-acre parcel of land north of Milton a facility for auto repair. Finding the need to constantly prepare lunch for Mr. McAllister and his friends, it turned into the addition of a little restaurant, which is legendary throughout Sussex County. It is a very small little complex that is attached to the garage facility that houses a little kitchenette area and chairs from the local schools. That is used to eat your sandwiches and desserts and drinks and so forth. It's the only place I know of where you can still get a cup of coffee for a quarter. It has been featured on Scorchy Talls' WBOC. It's been featured in the newspapers. The only thing missing there is the potbelly stove. It's where the locals go to enjoy a quiet, inexpensive lunch. That operation, the lunch portion of the business, has always been in existence since 1963. In 1994, Mr. McAllister passed away. The part of the business that he operated was the auto repair business, which was light-duty and heavy-duty vehicles, trucks and so forth. That property has been in operation as well during the duration of this period, but occasionally, different people would come and go, not necessarily posting a sign outside that it was a business, but friends, neighbors, relatives, and businesses did operate in there. There also, at one time, was an antique shop as well. So, on this 2.94 acres is a mobile home, which is not being utilized for anything other than storage, the garage, and the restaurant. So, tonight, we're asking some determination from you as to whether or not Mrs. McAllister can, in good faith, pass on title to this property to family or friends.
Thank you. Members of the board, I can certainly attest to the testimony that you have heard in that area. I'm very familiar with it and having eaten lunch and breakfast there. And it has been a garage, as she said. There's been several members, family members, and others in there to it. It's right down the end of Route 5, as you get to Route 1.
When did you say Mr. McAllister died?
'94.
Who's been operating it since?
It's had various operators. Currently, it is being operated by Mr. Jefferson, who has in the past used it, but he's just kind of gotten more business and is using it more heavily now.
As a mechanic?
Yes, sir.
Is there a reason they never had it zoned commercial?
I can't answer that. It's just always been, since the day it was built, it's always been utilized as the same facility. There was no need to do anything differently. And then, just recently, as I said, Mrs. McAllister said she was interested in passing ownership on to either family or friends and asked me how I thought it should be done. And we checked with the county, and the county suggested that we come to you.
Mr. Mills, The reason that is, you're right, that was a good question. The reason it is because that's considered spot zoning. They're surrounded by all culture, I believe.
Yeah. Well, it is.
The luncheonette is still being operated today?
Mm-hmm.
Walk in there and tomorrow and I could get the...
You can get a cup of coffee, a good sandwich, a cup of soup, and the best homemade desserts around. And the best part about it is you have ladies that wait on you and cook the food that are all family members and such a delight to be around.
Do you have senior citizen discount?
For 25 cents for a cup of coffee, okay. I think you get a discount.
It's a double senior.
There's not a whole lot of room there for profit.
No. And you get a big cup.
And okay. And both of those businesses you've described have operated continuously since at least 1970?
The only difference that I'm aware of, sir, is that the at one point there were three bays. One of the bays was an antique shop and not an automotive, but all the other times it was automotive.
And there was no discontinuation of either of the businesses for a period of at least 2 years during...
That they stopped completely? No.
Yes.
No, there's always been somebody in there working, repairing, fixing, and so forth.
Are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Okay, there's four. All right, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Members of the board, the questions I was asking address the points that you would need to determine and make findings about. Number one, that both of the businesses that have been described have operated continuously since at least 1970 when zoning went into effect, and that there was no point where either of the businesses were discontinued for a period of at least 2 years. So when you make your findings, please address those two points.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rowe.
Chairman, I think the applicant's testimony is evidence that both of those facts are true.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make a motion we approve case number 9793.
You don't have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9793. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much. If you're out our way, stop and have a cup of coffee.
We will do.
Case number